Good morning and happy Sunday. I'm Emma Jane and this is the Esteem Scene Show. How are you today? How are you doing? How's your week been? So let me ask you this one question. When you looked in the mirror this morning while getting ready, what was the conversation that you had with yourself? Was it about hiding away or was it about showing up? Today, we are diving into a fascinating topic that sits right at the intersection of your wardrobe and your mental health. We are talking about the self-esteem of style. We're exploring how the clothes we choose aren't just about fashion, but they're actually a psychological tool. So we're going to discuss the idea of enclosed cognition, why wearing your great good clothes today is an act of self-care. We're going to think about how to stop dressing for the world's judgment and how to start dressing for your own joy. Whatever it is that makes you happy, whatever it is you would dare to wear, don't forget, you are never fully dressed without a smile. Let's head to our first tune of the show. Hey America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our styles. You know you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be Chanel, Gucci, your shoes Crocodile. Smile from the Annie film of 2014. Even the original, that song brings me absolute joy. So, let's kick off with a bit of a brain hack. Have you ever noticed that when you put on a specific jacket or a certain pair of boots or even just a fresh set of gym gear or whatever it is, you actually feel different? Your posture straightens up, your voice carries a bit more weight, and suddenly that to-do list sort of doesn't actually look so daunting. Well, there's actually a scientific term for this. It's called enclosed cognition. Enclosed cognition. So back in 2012, researchers at the Northwestern University found that the clothes didn't just change how others see us, they changed how we see ourselves. They gave two groups of people the exact same white coat. They told one group that it was a painter's smock and the other it was a doctor's lab coat. And what was the result? Well, as you probably guessed, the people who thought they were wearing the doctor's coat showed significantly higher focus and attention to detail. Why? Well, because their brains leaned into the qualities they associated with a doctor. So that's your precision, your intelligence and authority. So here's the esteem scene takeaway for today. Your clothes are an extension of your mindset. If you're feeling a bit low on confidence this week, I want you to audit your uniform. Are you wearing things that make you feel invisible? Or are you wearing things that remind you of your competence? It's not about being trendy. It's not about spending a fortune. It's about choosing the costume for the person you want to be today. And if you want to feel creative, wear those bold colours and patterns. If you need to feel powerful, put on that structured suit, jacket or blazer. You aren't just getting dressed. You are literally priming your brain for success. So think about your hero items or your hero hairdo or how you shape your beard or whatever it is. That one thing in your wardrobe or how you present yourself that makes you feel 10% more you. What do you think it is? Is it the colour, the fit, the memory attached to it? Just because you like it, makes you feel smart, crisp, clean. What is it? Have a think. I'm going to give you a couple more tunes and enjoy because these are really good and upbeat songs. Let's have a party in the kitchen.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown.
uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you've succeeded and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Don't believe me, just watch.
Ronson with Uptown Funk, and we had Lady Gaga with Runway. This is your personal runway, people. This is where you get to feel you and feel great about it too. So before we had those songs, we talked about how our clothes literally talk to our brains. But let's get real for a second, okay? Life is busy. Sometimes getting dressed feels like just another chore on a really big, never-ending list. We've all been there, the comfort trap. It's rainy Tuesday. You're feeling a little bit sluggish, so you reach for the oldest, baggiest, comfortable hoodie you own. It feels safe, like a hug. But here's the well-being secret. While that hoodie feels good for 5 minutes, it might actually be keeping your mood in the basement place it is. I want to introduce you to the 10% rule. You don't have to put on a tuxedo to go to the supermarket. But what happens if you level up your comfort just by 10%? Maybe it's the swapping the faded leggings for a pair of fresh jeans. Maybe it's adding a bright scarf, a watch, or that one pair of trainers that actually still have their shape. When we underdress because we feel low, we're actually sending a signal to our subconscious that says, I'm not worth the effort today. But when you add that 10%, whether it's earrings or, as I said, a watch or a hairdo, that tiny bit of extra care, you're telling yourself, I matter, I'm showing up for me. It's called dopamine dressing, if you didn't know. It's the art of wearing things that trigger your joy response. Like for some, I mean, it could be a pop of yellow, or for others, it's the way a certain fabric feels against your skin. Senses are always important. So whether it's a soft jumper, whether it's sparkly for your eyes, whether it's, I don't know, warm or cool or something that just makes you feel good with your senses and also within your brain, or something that, I don't know, brings you memories, like a piece of jewellery from your grandmother, or just something that lifts you. It could be a bright red lipstick. It could be a pair of shades for the guys, your Ray-Bans or something. Whatever it is, it's for you. You know, we all have that one thing. You know, the one that's sitting in your wardrobe, or the one that's sitting on your dresser right now, or the chair in your bedroom. And when you put it on, the world feels just a little bit smaller and you feel just a little bit bigger. For some of you, it might be a leather jacket that makes you feel like you can handle any conversation or confrontation. For others, it's that piece of jewellery, as I said, you know. So even perfume, a splash of smell, a splash of aftershave perfume, or even just washing in that lovely shower gel. These are all the same things. They're all called anchor items. They're not just objects. They're not just feelings. They are identity markers. They remind you of who you are when life tries to make you forget. When you're nervous about a job interview or a first date, or it's just a really tough Monday, reach for that item because it carries the energy of your best self. So what is your identity item? You know, what kind of says I'm grounded, and whatever it is, that item is a tool for your well-being. It's a shortcut to your self-esteem. Your style is your silent introduction to the world, but more importantly, it is a daily reminder to yourself of your own power. You're not just wearing clothes, you're wearing your story. So I'm asking you today, what's the one thing in your wardrobe that makes you feel most like you? Not the version that everyone expects, but the real powerful main character version of you. So the other day I went to a spa. And for most people, this is a relaxing, lovely thing to do. But this time, because I'd lost a little bit of weight, I put myself to the test. I wore a bikini. Okay, for me, that was a moment of truth, because it's been the first time I've worn a bikini as an adult. And I didn't wait until I was perfect. I waited until I was slightly more comfortable than usual. So when I walked into that spa, guess what happened? Like, nothing. The world didn't stop. Nobody pointed. Nobody laughed. In fact, I felt a level of freedom I haven't actually felt in years. I realized that my self-esteem isn't something I earn by looking a certain way. It's something I claim by showing up. It was frightening, but it was fun. And I feel so much better within myself because of that. So I think at this point, we're going to bring in a confidence challenge.
The one, the only confidence challenge. Ta-da!
Okay, so this is the part of the show where you go and get your coffee and you get the back of an envelope or your journal or the notes on your phone, and we do the challenge together. So no surprise, I'm sure you're going to be able to work out what we're going to do. So I'm not asking you to go to a spa in a bikini, huh? But actually, I'm asking you to wear today that one thing that you've been saving for when you feel better, thinner, or more confident. Is it that tight t-shirt? Is it that bright kind of red dress, you know? Is it the sleeveless top that you're worried about because your arms might show? Is it the bold glasses that you think are just a little bit too trendy? Come on, Go to that wardrobe. Work out what it is that you feel you need to wear. That's slightly daring and bold and beautiful. Do it today. Go and get that bikini on and sit in the garden in this beautiful sunshine that we have today. Maybe get your midriff out. Maybe, gentlemen, take your top off and go and walk around that garden. Be you. Be unapologetically you. And find that something that's going to bring everything out of you. Do one thing that makes a little bit daring worthwhile. Take a photo. Send it in to me. You don't have to send it onto the main page, but send me a message. Send me a little picture of what you're up to because I really want to know. Let's celebrate the bravery of literally just being ourselves. Because you're worth it. Absolutely worth it. I'm going to leave you with three songs. And let's have a think about it. And remember, what is it that brings 10% out in you that is daring, bold, beautiful? And for you fellas, go find it. Take us with you. Take the phone or the computer upstairs. Take us to your bedroom with you and we can accompany you as you decide on what you are going to be daring to do.
can leave your hat on. Yeah.
Pull out your freak, don't rest.
Some songs on this sunny Sunday. So we had there You Can Leave Your Head On with Tom Jones from the Full Monty film. We had Madonna doing her thing, which was Dress Yourself Up, and Freak 'em Dress by Beyonce. So every to back up my waffle with some science. I do. So let's chat about the neuroscience behind the bikini moment. Not actually my bikini moment, but everyone's bikini moment. So the power outfit is fascinating. Okay. It primarily revolves around a concept called enclosed cognition. Okay. This involves two main brain systems. So the brain's mirror system, which your brain doesn't see fabric, okay? It sees symbols. So when I put on my bikini or when you put on your power suit or a lab coat, your brain activates, and mine, the abstract concept you associate with these items. So the bikini was freedom, bravery, okay? Your brain's prefrontal cortex kind of begins to prime your behavior to match those traits. So you're not just wearing the item. Your brain is simulating the identity of someone who is confident in the item. We go back to the same old D word that we love, which is dopamine, and it's the dopamine reward loop. So when you do something daring, like whatever you are going to be doing with your daringness, you actually survive the experience without the social catastrophe that your anxiety predicted. So your brain releases the reward chemical, as we all know. And it actually tells your brain, hey, the scary thing wasn't actually dangerous, and it felt really empowering. So this creates a new neural pathway. And the next time you want to be daring, your brain kind of remembers that hit of dopamine, making the bravery muscle a hell of a lot stronger and easier to flex. So then you have the thalamus, so your sensory feedback. So the physical sensation of the clothes against your skin sends a constant signal to your thalamus, which is the brain's relay system. If you're wearing something that feels restrictive or hiding, your brain receives a constant tactile reminder to stay small. If you wear something daring, it sends the novelty signal. This novelty wakes up the amygdala, and then when the environment actually remains safe, it shifts into feeling of autonomy, the high-level neurological state of feeling in control of your own body. And what this actually does is reduces what we call the cognitive load. So when we hide our bodies or we wait to wear the nice clothes, we use up massive amounts of brain power on self-monitoring. Okay, why do we want to do that? Constantly checking if we look okay, if we're covered, or if people are laughing at us or judging us. But by daring to wear, say, the bikini, or just accepting yourself, you collapse that cognitive load. Okay, you're freeing up mental energy that was previously spent on shame monitoring, which leads to an immediate feeling of lightness and mental clarity when it's not there anymore. The novelty as I'd mentioned before, you know, this sparks in the stratum. Your brain loves novelty. So when you wear the same safe clothes every day, your brain goes into autopilot. It really, really does. The shift. So if you're kind of breaking your own rules, so wearing the bold colour, the short skirt, whatever, activates the ventral stratum. So that's your brain center for motivation and pleasure. So this novelty spark actually interrupts the loop of negative self-talk, which, let's go all the way back to the first ever Esteem Scene show that was actually produced by me. And we were talking about positive self-talk, the inner voice. So if you're not very good at the whole positive inner voice thing, go back and check it out. But we will be doing something about it soon, because it is the basic and most fundamental point of building your self-esteem. And that, my friend, is how you speak to yourself. So important. So when we have low self-esteem, we are operating from a third-person perspective. We are constantly imagining how people feel about us, what people are thinking of us. This is exhausting. So this shift of being daring is actually going to move us into the first person perspective. You move from looking at yourself to feeling yourself. Neurologically, this shifts away from the part of the brain that handles self-referential worry and towards the insular, actually, part of the brain, which handles internal body awareness. So it actually allows you to feel yourself, believe in yourself, see yourself from what it is, from rather just from that perspective of how somebody else sees you. I think you've heard enough from me. Let's have a couple of tunes and have a think. Because our brains are wired so beautifully. Let's dress for it.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like James Dean. For sure, you're so fresh to death and sick as cancer. You were so punk rock, I grew up on hip hop, but you fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is mean and love hurts, but I still remember that day we met in December. Oh baby, I will love you till the end of time. I will wait.
Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello new shoes, bye-bye blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Short on money but long on time. Slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
Ooh, Lana Del Rey with Blue Jeans and Paola Nutini with New Shoes. So this is a massive topic for people who are trying to build their self-esteem. You know, the mirror can either be this supportive friend or like a really big battlefield of judgment. And that's also a massive part. And that's been a massive part for me for a very, very long time. And it's the mirror. I don't get on with the mirror. I don't like the mirror. Someone said to me, surely you get dressed in front of the mirror. No, actually, I really don't. And I've stopped behaving like that. I've stopped. So I now get changed in front of the mirror and I now look at myself properly and I stop running away. So if you too have an issue with the mirror and if you too don't like the mirror and what it has to say to you, well, let's look at this now together. Let's reframe the mirror's purpose, okay? So we need to think of the mirror as a tool, not a judge, okay? You wouldn't use a can opener to hammer a nail, okay? So use the mirror for functional reasons only. Check if your hair is tidy, check if your clothes match, or if you have spinach in your teeth. Once the function is done, walk away. When we linger, we stop looking at the whole person and start scanning for flaws. This is called body checking. And actually, it rewires your brain to be more anxious. Neutral observation. So when you look in the mirror, your brain often jumps straight to good or bad. Neuroscience shows us that these labels trigger the brain. So the challenge is try to describe yourself in a neutral, factual term. Instead of saying, my legs look terrible in this, My legs are strong and they are carrying me today. And that brings us all the way back to the very beginning of the Esteem Scene Show when I spoke about the internal language. And we will do that again soon. So my legs are strong and they are carrying me today, not they're fat and wobbly. Why does it work? Well, neutrality lowers your emotional temperature. Okay, it helps you see your body as a vessel for your life rather than an object to be graded. Eye contact, that's another one that I've learned. So most people look at their own bodies in the mirror but avoid their own eyes. Okay, stop it. Stand in the mirror and look directly into your eyes for 60 seconds. Making eye contact with ourselves activates what we call the mirror neurons. So when you look at yourself with kindness, your brain struggles to distinguish, like from receiving kindness from a loved one and your reflection. So it actually releases oxytocin. So it's making us feel better, which personally I didn't realise until a little while ago that that's exactly what that was doing. But you have to force yourself because it doesn't come naturally to want to stand in the mirror for that time, because at the beginning it feels like kind of confrontation. Change the environment, okay? So I've also learned that having soft lighting and a little bit of distance does an awful lot of good for you. So change the lighting in the bathroom. Don't make it an enemy. Don't allow it to create shadows where we don't need shadows. If you're having a low confidence day, don't stand 2 inches away from the glass, okay? Just step back. See the whole you, the person, the personality, the history, the vibe. It's not just a collection of skin and shape, you know? So the mirror shows our reflection, but it doesn't show our value. And you've got to remember that, okay? It's just glass and silver. It can't see our kindness. It can't see our humanness or our bravery or our love. It only sees the surface. And remember, you are a massive ocean underneath. But look kindly. Keep the internal dialogue lively and positive. Thank you for being with me today as we spoke about enclosed cognition, which I've really enjoyed myself. I've really enjoyed thinking about this subject and bringing it to you. And I hope you've enjoyed it too. And I hope you really, really do find those bits that make you feel really good on a day-to-day basis. And I hope it brings you joy. I really do. And it starts, I'm going to be doing this today and I'm going to continue wearing a bikini. And I'm going to keep, not everywhere, but in general. And I'm going to continue with the colours and doing my hair and putting on the makeup, you know, and doing what makes me feel me. Okay, and I hope you do too. And I really want you to. So thank you, as I say, for joining me. Check out our other shows. We have later on today at 4 o'clock, we have the wonderful Ray C doing the Swings and Swaggers show. At 2 o'clock today, we have Tony with Love and the lovely love songs. On a Friday, we have the Glitter Show. We have so many more shows that are coming to you as well. We are building and building and building this radio station. So whether you're inside today, whether you're outside in the sun, yeah, do go and catch some sun, but be careful and wear your sun cream. Take us with you. Take us on your phone. Let us be your soundtrack to your day. But thank you for having me. I'm Emma Jane, and I'll see you next week on the Esteem Scene Show. Remember, love yourself a little, a lot.
I must confess, you're looking fresh.
So fresh.
Yep, I'm impressed. Go ahead and flex.
Flex, turn up.
Everybody be hating the way that you're still in the show. Ooh, you be killing him just like Lil Terrio.
Ooh, you could get it. Anything you want.
Anything you want.
And can't nobody ever tell you no.
No.
Don't need no filters on pictures before you post them on the gram. You could shut down the internet, they don't even understand. Make them quiet like you.
Like, don't know who it ain't.
Bragging if you know it's true. Ooh, where you from? Must be heaven. You'll be rich if looking good was your profession. Think I'm in love, cause you so sexy. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection.
Why think I'm putting on my favorite perfume? Why think this dress so tight that I could barely move? Why think I'm dancing like
comfortable shoes. I did it all, I did it all, I did it all for you. Ooh, don't you ever get it confused.
No.
Be heaven, you'll be rich if looking good is your profession. Think I'm in love, cause you so sexy. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection, I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection, I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. Mirror, mirror. If looking good is your profession, think I'm in love, cause you so sexy. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection, I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection. I'm talking to my own reflection, I'm talking to my own reflection. Boy, I ain't talking about you, I'm talking to my own reflection.